again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 16th of August, 2007. It was on this day in 1977 Elvis died, at the age of 42, in Memphis. A man who got his first guitar when he was 11 and was just 18 when he walked into a studio in Memphis and paid them $4 to make a record as a present for his mother. He sang My Happiness, and That's When Your Heartaches Begin. It's the birthday of Bruce McFadden, Mill Spring, Missouri, 1868. His parents died when he was a boy, his father of alcoholism, his mother of TB. The boy almost died of malnutrition and became obsessed with his health. He started doing daily exercises, became a vegetarian, set up his own business in New York, teaching people to exercise and eat right. He invented a muscle-building machine, and he started a magazine called Physical Culture. It came out in March 1899. He became one of the first health and fitness gurus in America. The readers of Physical Culture magazine often wrote in asking for advice on their love lives, and so McFadden got the idea to start another magazine called True Story, the first True Confessions magazine. It was one of the most popular magazines of its time. It's the birthday of the author and editor William Maxwell, born in Lincoln, Illinois, 1908. His father was a salesman who was on the road for long periods of time, and Maxwell became especially close to his mother. He said, "She just shone on me like the sun." He was 10 years old when his mother caught influenza and died in the epidemic of 1918. He wrote, "It happened too suddenly with no warning, and we none of us could believe it or bear it. The beautiful, imaginative, protected world of my childhood swept away." William Maxwell moved to Chicago. After college, he taught composition at the University of Illinois, went to New York, got a job at the New Yorker magazine, where he was a fiction editor for many years, though he started out in the art department, where he persuaded the young John Updike to give up drawing cartoons and write fiction instead. William Maxwell worked at the New Yorker for 40 years, and while editing there, he was writing his own fiction. His short stories collected in All the Days and Nights, his novels including So Long, See You Tomorrow. Almost all of his novels and stories inspired in one way or another by the memory of his mother's death. He was asked late in life what he would say to his mother if he could tell her anything. He said, "I would tell her, here are these beautiful books that I made for you." Here's a poem for today by Kenneth Fields entitled A Country Story. When I was a little girl back in East Texas, my mother's mother, Beulah, used to tell, there was an outbreak of the German measles. Mama was pregnant, so I went away to a neighbor lady's 3 or 4 miles from home when the first signs showed. I was just 8 and sick and lonesome for Mama. One day she came for me. My little sister had broken out, and Mama, figuring she would die, and the baby too, wanted us all together for those last weeks. She wanted me home with her. As it turned out, my sister had been reading by the fire and broke out from the heat, and it was me that carried the measles home. After Mama died, I used to think of seeing her out the window, talking to the neighbor lady on that day, crying and wiping her eyes with her apron hem. A poem by Kenneth Fields, A Country Story, from his collection Classic Rough News, published by the University of Chicago Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find your favorite poem with the Poetry Tool online at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.